This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 30 verses, 30 days, day 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 148, وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Everyone will have a different direction, and everyone has a different direction that they will be facing and they will be moving towards. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, then race in goodness. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that every person within this world will have a different task. Every person within this world will have different hobbies. Every person within this world will have different things they like and different things they don't like as well. Okay? Although the verse contextually speaking about prayer, but the ulama of al-tafsir, at least some of them, they mentioned this verse is general, meaning every person will have a different direction within every domain in life. So that means that the things that I like, you're not going to like. The things that I'm good at, you might not be good at. The things that you like, I might not like. The things that you might be good at, I might be not so good at as well, and so forth. And this is very important, although it's pretty much stating the obvious, but sometimes obvious things need to be stated for us to internalize them, and for us to recognize them, and for us to realize them. And this is one of those things that needs to be stated so we recognize, realize it, and internalize it. How so? Well, many a times, knowingly or unknowingly, we end up wanting from other people to be carbon copies of ourselves. And Allah is reminding us within this verse that, remember, people are going to be different. People are going to have different hobbies, people are going to have different likes and dislikes and so forth, and you have to learn to live with that. People are going to be different in terms of what they're good at as well. And that's why the accomplishments of people are going to be different within this world as well. And that's why right after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, then race in all sorts of goodnesses. He pluralizes the khayrat to show you that there's many forms of goodness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within this world. It's not just one form. This is very important, so we don't end up wishing for people to do the type of good that we are doing, and only that type of good. We hope everyone does good. If we're doing something good, we hope others are doing good as well. But what we have to not hope, and what we have to not try for, is to want people to become carbon copies of ourselves. Okay? Remember, you have accomplishments and you have skills. Others may not have those accomplishments and those skills, and they have accomplishments and they have skills. You likely also do not have those as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made different avenues of good. Some people have lots of money so they can give sadaqah. Other people have lots of ilm, they can pass on that ilm. Other people are very kind and they are polite so they can give words of goodness to people. And so on and so forth. So Allah has made different avenues of good for a reason, because different people are going to be in different ways good. And that's actually very important right there as well. When you look at someone else unable to do the type of good that you're able to do, that doesn't mean they're a bad person. That might just mean that they're good in a alternative way. They're good in a different way, because they may be good in ways that you're not good. Okay? And that we have a tendency as human beings to look at the good that we do and then compare other people to ourselves and say, aha, look at me, I was able to do this and Fulan cannot do that. But wait, Fulan was able to do a lot of things that you weren't able to do as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us like this, so we're able to appreciate and compliment one another. And that's why a poet, he says, وَمِن مَذْهَبِي حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ لِأَهْلِهَا وَلِلنَّاسِ فِي مَا يَعْشَقُونَ مَذَاهِبُ. He says that people, in terms of the things they love, they're going to be very, very different. I'm going to share a short story with you, and that's the story of Imam Malik. Imam Malik was definitely a person who was a worshipper, but his primary occupation was that he used to be a person of knowledge, passing on knowledge, specifically knowledge of hadith and knowledge of fiqh. This was what Imam Malik lived and died for. So one day, a worshipper, someone who had dedicated his entire life to worship, he came to Imam Malik, or he wrote to Imam Malik, and he was saying to Imam Malik, hey, you know what, you sit with people a lot, you know, you hang out with people, and what he's talking about is the durus that he gives to his students. He says, you do all of these things, why don't you avoid people and sit by yourself and only worship God? Why is he saying this? Well, he's looking at himself that I am a worshiper and my entire life is dedicated to worship. Malik is not able to be like me, and Malik is who he is. But Imam Malik responds back to him, and he puts him in his place, and he gives him a message that should echo with us as well. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided up actions and good deeds just as he divided up sustenance and provision as well. Perhaps there may be a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated the door of prayer for him, and he's not able to fast as much. Perhaps there may be another man who's able, or a woman who's able to give sadaqah, but they're not able to fast as much. Perhaps there may be another person who's able to struggle in the path of Allah in different ways, but he's not able to pray as much. And this is of course beyond the obligations. And then he says that passing on the knowledge of this deen and teaching it is one of the greatest acts of charity and goodness. And I am pleased with the door that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for me. I don't think that what I'm doing is any less than what you're doing, i.e. passing on knowledge is not any less than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that I wish and hope from Allah that both of us are doing good. It is obligatory for every person to be happy with the door that Allah has opened up for him. And then he said to him, Wassalam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And with that, I say to you also, Assalam. But before I do that again, remember that doors of goodness are different, people are different, Allah has made different people for different doors. So stick to your door and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for others that door, but don't force them in through that door, because maybe there's another door that is more suitable for them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.